Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stars.
Question for you, our fine audience. What's on your mind? What is keeping you up at night these days? What is keeping you up? What is your top concern? 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Nationwide, it's crime right now. The crime spike as people are concerned. I don't imagine that's a top-of-mind, front-and-center issue here in the good old safe upper Midwest. The economy. So on the list, what is it that's keeping you up? What is it that is your top concern? That's the question we have for you on What's on Your Mind. 800. Call us at 855, rather, 200-1776, extension 2, or 701-271-1100.
Can we submit a list, or are you looking for just one thing? Because I have a list.
Do you have a list?
I have a list.
What would be on your list?
Oh, the border. Inflation, the impending oil shortage, which will lead to the impending gas shortage, which will lead to the impending diesel shortage.
That would be part of the...
Crime is part of it, you know. Crime seems to be creeping in everywhere. You talked to Fargo Police Chief earlier on our local edition talking about downtown. And yeah, you know, but like look at Chicago, but the mayor of Chicago is promoting a karaoke contest. I kid you not. Did you see that video?
Don't get me going on that crazy
one. Of her singing into a microphone like we use right here, but it's not plugged in. Okay, the microphone is unplugged, and she's singing Sweet Home Chicago, just completely annihilating that great tune.
Does she know the microphone's not plugged in?
Not a clue. It's a theater thing. I mean, she's not actually singing into the microphone because the microphone is unplugged. Here, if you're watching us on the feed, there's a plug right here. And what happens when you don't plug your mic in? But she's, we should play it. It's terrible. Laura Ingraham had it on last night. Oh.
What keeps you up at night? What is your top concern right now? Text us at 237-1590. Call us at 271-1100. Texter says the radical green agenda is keeping me up at night. Where are they succeeding in the radical green agenda? I know what they have designs on doing. Where are they actually winning on that front right now? I'm not so sure they are. But doesn't make it any less of an issue that you'd be concerned about because you know exactly what their designs are and what their intent is. Makes sense.
Abortion, climate change, and trans rights. That's the LGBTQ+ thing. IAQ, LMNOP thing. I think that's it.
271-1100, top concerns right now.
I would wonder, too, if you woke up this morning and top of your mind was, gotta fix the climate. Gotta get an electric car.
Yeah, that's what Al Gore gets up every day to worry about.
Does your day include waking up and the first thing you're worried about is a woman's right to kill her unborn child? Is that the first thing that's on your mind? Is that most important? I mean, come on.
Some are. Texter says, how many illegal immigrants are being sent to North Dakota? Where are they being sent?
Well, the NGOs need to answer that question.
The nice thing about North Dakota, I must say, though, is I think we would know. We're going to know here more so than
right.
a lot of other places.
Yes, hard to meld into a smaller city.
Yeah, people are watching this stuff.
Where they're going, according to this whistleblower that was on with the trafficking these young girls, they are going to Texas. From there, they disperse to California, New York, Washington, D.C., and from there, they disperse to states like Washington, Oregon, Portland, Seattle,
right.
You know, the Chicago, the big cities. And who knows where these girls are going from there. If they're getting on private jets and being flown to the Middle East to never be heard from again.
Sad.
To anything in between.
Texter says the look on DeSantis' face when standing behind Biden when he was speaking was priceless. The look said it all. Why is this clown president?
Oh, it was rich.
Yeah. I also liked the fact that you had Ron DeSantis standing behind the seal of the President of the United States. That was okay, too. Craig and Moorhead, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Scott. I started driving cars in 1972, where they had gas wars in Fargo, down to 25 cents. Then the embargo happened. Then what happened was they do 55 mile on the speed limits to save gas energy. We I go to Denver every year for 10 years driving 55 mile an hour, and finally we get the Bakken. Oil's good. We have plenty of oil to run our nation. And then what happens? The Democrats get in, and they think they're going to fix global warming by killing our economy while China. And all the other countries do what they're going to do. It's like living on a lake, and they say the lake's polluted. You can't go boating anymore. And then you see all these boats on the lake. Oh, those guys came from the public access. They don't live on the lake. Only you people that live on the lake can't use your boats. We're insane. And if they continue to keep control, we're doomed as a country. That's my thoughts.
Appreciate the call and the comment. Thank you. Let's go to Hillsboro next. Dan, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Dan, tell me.
Yeah, we're looking at inflation today. I got a friend that makes a down product, down vest, and down sleeping bag and stuff. He said zippers are up, ripstop nylon's up. It's so bad that even down is up anymore.
Up as in cost more for everything?
Costs, yep.
That's right.
A friend of mine, yep, I'm in the upholstery business, same thing. Thread is up. I mean, pick a thing, anything.
Let's go, yep. Brandon.
Well, it's all got to ride on a truck, doesn't it, or a train?
Yeah.
So what does he do? Sell his stuff for more, right?
Yeah, that's everything.
Dana, Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Well, you know, this thing in Ukraine is what's been, you know, you got John Kirby yesterday on Brett Baer, you know, saying that the U.S. was absolutely not involved, but then saying it's Russian propaganda and disinformation. And those two things, where have they gotten us in the past? So, I mean, and, you know, I was listening to Frank Gaffney yesterday, an expert on China. It's not a matter of when they're going to move on Taiwan. You know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So, I mean, and that Nord Stream pipeline thing, people need to really, we have poked one of the biggest nuclear, you know, giants, and many of us have been saying, stay out of this, get to the negotiating table. But our Washington people with their shut up and trust us attitude, I don't know, Scott, people need to take this very seriously, because I do believe that we blew up that pipeline. I mean, I've listened to Rebecca Kossler, expert on Putin, Gorka, Matthew Tierman. They all came out and said that they think it's, and they're experts over there, that it was Russia, but Russia has no interest in blowing up those pipelines. So I don't know where this is heading, but we need to be really careful at this point.
So yeah, you'd have to convince yourself that Putin cut off his nose to spite his face kind of deal. Not happening. Yeah.
Everything coming out of there, you can't trust the U.S., you can't trust Russia, and you cannot trust Ukraine. So, I mean, we are in a pickle. And like I said, this Taiwan thing, yeah, we're poking the bear up there and letting China. I don't know what our leaders are doing, but I know I call on here. I'm a little bit uptight about things, but I watch a lot of international stuff, and we need to be absolutely careful. So I hope Kramer's on tomorrow, because I have a few questions for him on Ukraine still. So thanks.
He will be here. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate the call. Texters say, with both my children in the military, Sleepy Joe and the compliant Republicans are going to get us into a war. That's what keeps me up at night.
All right. Amen. Oh.
Another says gas price, utility prices, everything's screwed up. Why can anyone buy a car? It's more than a chip shortage. That's BS. All right. Sugar beet harvest has just started. Up all night doing that.
There you go.
That's not like worry up all night. That's like, you know, getting a paycheck up all night.
Yeah, let's hold off the rain and keep the roads from getting muddy and watch out for them beet trucks.
Call us at 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. More after this.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz of Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our pontoon is long since off the storage.
Oh, I would say this weekend's probably the weekend to get the pontoons out. Boats are coming out with this weather.
Yeah.
Cold snap happening.
No kidding. 271-1100, our telephone number. Text us at 237-1590. Tell you about the lunch specials today. PetroServe USA meatloaf today on 45th in Glendon. Swedish meatballs at 12th Avenue and I-29. Country Fried Steak on MP Avenue. PetroServe USA. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. They also have Country Fried Steak at the Harwood location. And breakfast hot dish or beef noodles. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. That's right. And today you buy any size fountain pop, any size at 79 cents. PetroServe USA. Bruce and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I got three things here. Of course, I used to listen to you on KFYR in Bismarck. Of course, I downloaded the app. And when I downloaded that app, I never knew. I've been listening to you for the last 3 years. I never knew that you came on at 8:30 instead of at 9. So I am glad that I did download that app. I've always missed the first half hour of your show. Right. And the next question I have is it possible? I know this is probably not your agenda that you probably do on your radio show, but could you really ask the Democrats out there to call in into your show, just Democrats? I don't understand the Democrats of how, I guess the question is, why did they vote for Biden? And if they had a chance again, would they vote for Biden again in 2024? Because I'm the type that I don't really consider myself Republican or Democrat. I listen to both sides during the presidency, and then I vote on who I feel is going to do the right thing for the country. Of course, Biden didn't have a chance. I didn't vote for him for that because I knew where he was going. But I just don't understand the Democrats, how they can – what's their actual feeling about Biden? And I know you've had Democrats call into your show before, but they just seem like they're mad and abusive. I don't know what they're scared. They're scared of something, but they're always getting to arguments every time they're on your – when they call into your show. I just thought it would be a great topic to – maybe you could do a full hour. Just Democrats call in and explain to us why they feel this country is so great under Biden. I mean, it doesn't look that way to me. And my third question is, I heard on the radio, I think it was the Flag, MDU is raising their rates, and I could have swore, I could be wrong, did they say the average MDU price for natural gas was going to go up $30 a month, or did they say 13? Either way, that is a huge increase. I feel $30 a month. I don't know if you heard that or not.
I did not hear anything recently about MDU. I know that they had asked for a rate hike. I think it was this summer. Are you telling me this just happened?
Yeah, this just came out that MDU is going to do a price increase. It came on the Flag at one of your top of the hour newscasts, and I couldn't believe $30. What? That's what they said.
Quick search. Looks like the company's requesting an increase of approximately $25.4 million in additional revenue, or an overall increase of 12.3% over current rates if approved.
That's old, though. That's the summer, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was in June. Not seeing anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I just heard that.
I'm not seeing anything more current.
I was aware of something this summer, but I haven't heard anything since. So I don't. You said you heard it on the Flag.
Yeah, I thought I heard it on. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they said. MDU increasing rates. And they said the average customer would be paying $30. I could have said 30 or said 13. They said it so fast, and I was just wondering if you heard anything more about that.
No.
Yeah, I just was wondering about those other two things I mentioned, and I'll let you go. I'll listen to what you ever have to say.
So you think that if we said, hey, Biden voters, do you have any buyer's remorse? You think we'd get them to call?
I don't know if they would. I mean, I'm a truck driver, and at night when I'm not driving, I think while I'm laying in bed, a lot of times I just want, what are the Democrats who voted for Biden, would they really vote for him again? And I just don't see where they're heading.
My guess is the vast majority of them would. And they would believe some sort of spin, but it's a good idea. I'd love to hear their rationale. No argument. Just want to hear what they have to say. You know, not going to argue with
right.
it. Yeah. They're welcome to call anytime. 701-271-1100. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
Yep, thank you.
Texter says, everyone is complaining how the press secretary stands up daily and lies through her teeth like the American public has no brains, eyes, or ears. What even more ridiculous is the fact the room is filled with the press that don't say, wait a minute, and call her out on the BS. The media is the true enemy of the people. Ducey at least pushes her a little bit. He's the one guy that's not afraid. Not afraid. All right. Line two. We have a Democratic caller. Are you a Biden voter?
Crickets. No, never mind then. Sorry. Threw you a curveball there. But that's it. Did you see?
What are they going to say?
Did you see Bill Mnuchin ask a simple question to Bernie Thompson and Ariana Pressley and to Nancy Pelosi about,
I think
is the border secure, yes or no?
I think you have a man crush on Bill Mnuchin.
They wouldn't even look at him. It's just lies. It's just sad.
Listener says, my main concern is that Democrats will retain the Senate and the GOP won't be able to do anything about the border, crime, or energy production. Yeah, there is that concern, no doubt about it. Another listener, Tony Bobolinsky's evidence of corruption being ignored by the FBI. Media totally silent. Please play a cut or two from Tucker the last couple of nights. They have been fascinating interviews. You got some Tucker clips?
I will dig some up. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's mind-boggling to me. Just nothing to see there. Nothing to ever see there. Nothing but, nice white sheets and no stains on anything. Wow.
Someone has sent us a list of prices in comparison now to COVID in the family restaurant business, just for the cost of food. Pretty extraordinary. I'll run down that list when we come back. Plus, we're going to go to an expert that's been at the border recently. Stay tuned for that.
Reveille, wake up, stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four members of a Central California family who were kidnapped earlier this week have been found deceased. Merced County Sheriff Vernon Warnke.
There's no words right now to describe the anger I feel and the senselessness of this incident.
A suspect is in custody and the Department of Justice is assisting with the investigation. Law enforcement agency ICE has been hindered by the Biden administration for doing their job, as the federal government appears to be turning a blind eye at the invasion at the southern border. Texas Congressman Michael Cloud on Fox News is pushing legislation to help protect you.
What we've seen under the Biden administration, again, is not just doing everything they can to aid in the abet cartels and their illicit activities, but doing everything they can to inhibit law enforcement from protecting their communities.
Thursday night football tonight, Colts at the Broncos on Prime. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Sons, the indoor air quality experts. IAQ is their deal. There are a whole lot of choices and components and different pieces to the puzzle for mechanical systems and a lot of different manufacturers to incorporate better indoor air quality. You want the pros assessing those, figuring out which one works best for you. They have commercial, they have residential. For more information, go to hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Since 1908, started as the little plumber, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. H.A. Thompson and Sons, 27 before the top of the hour. Our next guest has been to the border. Recently, Virginia Allen, senior news producer and podcast host for the Daily Signal. Virginia, thanks for taking some time for us. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So what did you see?
Well, for all intents and purposes, we don't have a border right now. We don't have a southern border right now. And that's because of the policies of the Biden administration. Last week, I was in San Antonio, Del Rio, Eagle Pass and Kinney County, those three areas of Del Rio, Eagle Pass, and Kinney County, they're all right on the border. These are communities that are being affected daily by the hundreds or thousands of illegal migrants who are coming across the border every single week, entering those communities. Some of these individuals are asylum seekers. They're coming to America because they want a better life. Some of these are drug smugglers, human smugglers. They have criminal records, and they're trying to evade Border Patrol and sneak into the country. But, you know, at the end of the day, whether people are coming here with great intentions or the worst of intentions, a nation without a border, without a secure border, is not a nation at all. And these folks, these illegal aliens, are skirting the system. They're putting incredible pressure on our Border Patrol, which means that even more bad actors are able to get in.
Yeah, bad actors. Are you talking about the gotaways, Virginia?
That's right. These are individuals who are smuggling drugs across the border. They're smuggling people into the country. Maybe they have a criminal record, so they don't want to be apprehended by Border Patrol. I spoke with a woman named Esther Teresa Chapoy. She lives a mile from the border in Del Rio, and she described her house as now looking like Fort Knox at night. She's put up a bunch of lights around her home. She put up a fence in her backyard. She got a guard dog. Because she knows that a lot of people who are sneaking across the border, often at night, that these are dangerous individuals. And she's frightened in her own home at night for her safety. So she's had to take these extra steps, these extra measures. And I spoke with another woman who runs a ranch with her husband named Laura Allen. They have a ranch in Valverde County that's right on the Mexican border. And all the time, she knows that there are illegal migrants crossing through her property. And there's not a lot that she can do about it. She says, you know, it's just what's happening. And so she carries a gun with her everywhere she goes because she says, you know, I just never know who I might run into while she's out on her ranch.
And there's the human trafficking as well. We have a clip from Jesse Waters interviewed a guest from an NGO.
Yeah, sat down. NVM disclosed the process by which they find or don't find sponsors. This is chilling.
The children give the name to the people at the shelters, and the shelters will reach out to this person. When they look into the person, if they see they're not related, they don't care. They'll prove it, and they send the kid off to this person. But maybe the numbers are so crazy that it's no longer family members. It's family, friends. People who are willing to take them in, and a lot of the times they don't even know each other.
Wow. He goes on to say 1 to 200 all young girls on planes getting distributed around the country and to other states, and who knows where from there.
It's a human trafficking operation that the Biden administration has allowed to happen at the border in Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, you hear these things, and it breaks your heart, and you realize that this is such a human tragedy of what is happening, and that these things are being allowed to flourish. That kind of criminal activity is flourishing because of the policies of the Biden administration. We know that about 30% of women who make that trek to the U.S. border from South or Central America, about 30% are sexually assaulted in some way along that journey. And the numbers are really discouraging when we talk about sex trafficking. And then you talk about the people that don't make it, right? They die during that journey to the border or on the Rio Grande. I met with Sheriff of Valverde County, Sheriff Martinez, really sobering. On his desk, he has a binder just full of photos of illegal aliens that they have found in his county who have died in the county trying to cross the border from heat exhaustion, from drowning. He showed me a picture. I could hardly look at it. He showed me a picture of a woman who was pregnant with twins and drowned in the Rio Grande River. I mean, this is the reality of illegal immigration right now, that when you have an administration that has told the world, hey, come on, our border's open, not only does that affect Americans, but that also puts the lives of these individuals who are trying to cross illegally at great risk.
Virginia Allen is with us. She was at the Texas-Mexico border recently and telling us a little bit about what she witnessed there. Listener calling in, Ben and Rolog, who was in El Paso recently, wants to weigh in as well here. Ben, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I had to go through El Paso down, and I had to go up to Dallas, but you go down along the border 80 miles, and one of the guys I know down in Casa Grande said, it's all right during the day, but do not do it during night. So I went in the day, and it was no problem, but he said, you do not go down there during the night, because like this young lady said, they come piling across the border, and El Paso is about as close to the border as you're going to get.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah.
So well, yeah. And I'm driving the interstate, but he says, still, you do not go there at night.
Wow. Yeah, several people talk about how bad the numbers have gotten, specifically in El Paso. I guess it's a little bit easier to cross there than some other sections of the border. So that area, that city, is just seeing right now a flood of illegal aliens coming through.
Imagine if you make it into this country and then all of a sudden you're on a plane to who knows where and you're being trafficked because the air traffic and these charter aircraft. Is that whistleblower a little more on what they're doing?
Companies will take all this money from taxpayer money in the millions, but they won't do the hiring process the right way. A lot of people get hired and their background hasn't even come in yet. They'll get emails a month or 2 months into the job saying, hey, you need to do your background. And it's crazy because, you know, it could be a child offender, it could be a bad person, and they have access to kids every day.
Thousands of them.
Wow. Unbelievable. Virginia, talk a little bit about what happens with these border crossers. What did they get, the welcome wagon and a trip wherever they want to go? How are they facilitating that?
So it's interesting to see how it is, honestly, kind of a well-oiled machine now with illegal immigration, as far as those who are claiming asylum specifically. So I saw the scenario play out multiple times where a group, maybe, you know, either a couple or a group of five or so illegal aliens cross the border, and then they just wait for Border Patrol. Border Patrol comes, picks them up in one of their vans, then they're taken to a migrant processing center where some of their information is taken down, their name, their birthday, their country of origin. Excuse me. Now, of course, we hope that they're being honest about that information, that they're telling us correctly who they are and their identity. There's no way of knowing that for sure. Some of them don't have IDs. Some of them do. So, you know, Border Patrol, those taking down their information, are forced to just have to believe what they're saying. Then after that, they're given some paperwork. They're told to contact an ICE office within 60 days to schedule an asylum hearing. Then they're put on a bus or an airplane. And as far as who's paying for those trips, sometimes it's the government. Sometimes it's nonprofit organizations, NGOs. And they're being sent then into the interior of the United States. We know that Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago have received mass numbers of these illegal aliens. But these folks are being sent truly all over the country. So when we say that every city in America is becoming a border town, that's actually really accurate. These folks are not staying in Eagle Pass. They're not staying in Del Rio. They're moving into the interior of the United States. They're sending their kids to, you know, your local public schools. They're going to your local hospital when, you know, they need assistance. This is going to affect every community across America for years, decades, and generations to come.
Wow. Absolutely incredible. And no sign of any of these illegals being turned back. It's welcome. Where do you want to go?
Well, and, you know, I know that there are cases where some are deported, where some are sent back. But from what I could see in my short time there, that seems to be the exception, not the rule. And unfortunately, a lot of these illegal aliens, they don't show up to their asylum hearings because they're worried about being deported. I've seen some estimates that about 80% don't show up to their asylum hearings because they don't want to be deported because they don't have a legitimate asylum claim. So those folks, they're just in communities all over America, and we may or may not have their accurate information as to who they actually are, so it becomes nearly impossible to track them down.
A few seconds left. Anything else you want to tell us?
You know, I asked so many folks down there, what is your message to the American people? Twofold. Number one, for the Biden administration, we have to secure the border. We're not a nation if we don't have a secure border. And number two, you know, if you're able to, go check it out yourself. Go see with your own eyes what is happening on our southern border, because you can hear about it in the news, but it's completely different to see for yourself the chaos that is ensuing at the southern border.
Well, thanks for sharing the story with us, Virginia Allen, with the Daily Signal, just back from the Texas-Mexico border. And as a first-hand account, obviously, what she witnessed there. Thanks, Virginia. Appreciate that. Jim, the flagpole guy, in a moment.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwood Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, Jim the Flagpole Guy here momentarily. Got him yet, Daniel? There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Jim the Flagpole Guy. How are you, sir?
Hey, what a great day to be God's creation here, huh?
Of course.
It's shining, it's cold, it makes us feel like we got a little bit of spunk in us and we can do this.
There you go. Love it.
That's right. Let's embrace fall. It's better than the white stuff.
Well, I've been trying to fight the things that happened to me, you know, but doesn't really do any good, so I'm just going to go with the opportunities they bring.
And well, there you go.
America's kind of under giving us new opportunities. We've got to deal with new things here. I'm really concerned about the FBI and the trouble that they brought on people's lives in the way that maybe they had an effect on our last election. And I'm just going to ask everybody, please, not to divert attention away from Scott Hennin or anything, but Pete Santilli is a brother, you know, Marine Corps brother, and he's got a fight against, you know, bringing truth to the FBI on October 19th. Maybe if everybody could just please research Pete Santilli, October 19th. He's going to go to the FBI with candles, and he's going to just pray that the FBI be brought back into under truth and justice. And he really needs everybody's support. This is an American issue, and I don't want to preach, but we really are at a crossroads here pretty soon. And the forces are kind of becoming stronger against each other regarding the spirit and the actual facts. Cody Bobulinski came with facts. And we must understand that we, the people, are still rightful owners of our Constitution, and the government works for us. And there should be truth and justice in America again. So please, again, research Pete Santilli on October 19th and his call for the government to fall back within the Constitution.
I have to say that I've heard nothing about this at all.
The PeteSantilliShow.com. You find out more about Pete. He's a bona fide.
I love the guy.
He's an FBI informant, and he's blowing the whistle on all this nonsense.
Yeah.
Got a good website, too.
Yes. And he's a brother, Marine Corps brother. We were in around the same time, but, you know, different MOSs. But, you know, he experienced his grandfather telling him about sacrifice and hardship, and then, you know, and then also the love that America has always denoted. And well, I just have an affection for him, and I have affection for America. And you can go on usflagpoleguy.com and please stand about 75 feet away from your house and then page on down to see a flagpole in your own yard. And you just click on the color you want and take a picture, and you have a picture of what a flagpole looks like in your yard. If nothing else, maybe you can copy it or something and send it to your friends. It's time that American flag, the symbol, is just more than just something we stand, you know, before a football game. It's what is really happening in America right now. The spirit of freedom is always going to be under assault by some tyrant. And it's historically accurate throughout time. But there's a contract for civilized people to operate under a civilized means. All are equal under the law. God bless America. God bless you, Scott, and Kevin, and everybody that is of the American tradition, following American morals and laws. God bless them. May they have courage to be strong.
Back to the flag presentation a moment. How do you decide what's the right size?
Well, so you want to go, if you have a two-story home, you don't want the flag to look too small. The flag should be dominant, and it should be proud, and it should be sized to the building. The flagpoles and the flags are sized to each other. The flag size is engineered to the flag pole. The flag pole carries a load. You can overload a flag pole, and you create troubles that way. So depending on the height of the pole is the flag. The most common size flag probably today is 6x10, even though there's a lot of 3x5s. I mean, I guess the most common flagpole I install is a 6x10.
Can you fly the flag at half-mast if it's your flag, Jim, on your flagpole, or is it appropriate to have it be a government thing, or could you do that if you wanted to for any reason?
Sure.
Well, I'm going to give you my moral understanding, and that is we should honor the flag code and not differ from it. That should bring us together, just like our Constitution brings
right.
us together.
That's kind of what I thought, yep.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Jim, the flagpole guy, 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG. Call him. Get that perfect presentation from Jim, the flagpole guy. Nobody does it better. Nobody.
You're the man.
571-FLAG.
You're born for a reason, a great reason. Live American. Live your destiny.
Well, Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump agree. You need to read Dick Morris's new book. It's called The Return. And it's already topping bestseller lists. Former President Trump says it's a great book and urges you to get it. And Mike Huckabee recently urged every American to read The Return. In The Return, Dick Morris explains why Trump, not DeSantis, must be the candidate in 2024. He even reveals the moves Hillary Clinton is taking to prepare to run against Trump. The Return reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Newsmax says The Return is the political book of the year. The elections are coming soon. Find out why everyone is getting The Return, an Amazon number one bestseller. Get Dick Morris's The Return at bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to TheReturn911.com to get your copy today. TheReturn911.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.